Level 10. Cornflake Coin. 1. The Find.
Look! Cried Carrie. She was scrabbling in the long grass.
What is it?
Asked Omar. It was lunchtime and Carrie and Omar were out in the school field.
Carrie held up something round and shiny. It gleamed in the sun.
It's a coin, she said.
It looks really old.
Let's take it to Master Hart, said Omar. Then he will put it in for the competition. You never know, you might win.
The local newspaper was running a competition for schools in the area. The child who found the oldest and most exciting treasure would win a trip for two to Space Fun Park.
You can find buried treasure anywhere, the newspaper had said.
Calling all treasure hunters.
You can find buried treasure anywhere. We are running a competition for the child who can find the oldest and most exciting treasure in the area. The lucky winner will get a trip for two to Space Fun Park.
Let's have a look at the coin, said Omar.
Omar spun it in his fingers.
Wow, he said. It does look old.
Omar passed it back to Carrie, who was jumping about with excitement.
It's a real treasure coin, she grinned.
Come on, she shouted. We are going to show this to Mr. Hart right now.
2. The Real Thing.
Mr. Hart was sitting at his desk when Carrie and Omar burst into the classroom.
What's going on?
Asked Mr. Hart, looking up.
I just found this on the field, panted Carrie. Will you enter it for the buried treasure competition?
She dropped the shiny coin onto Mr. Hart's desk.
Mr. Hart rubbed the coin. Then he looked at the writing on it. Carrie and Omar stared at him.
If you look at the edge of the coin, he said, you can see the words Fun Start.
Carrie and Omar looked at each other.
You mean like Fun Start, the cereal?
Asked Carrie. Mr. Hart nodded.
Yes, Carrie. This coin looks real, but it's a copy. It's a free gift from a cereal packet. I'm really sorry.
Carrie felt her heart sink. Mr. Hart saw her face.
Cheer up, Carrie, he said. There's plenty of time to find some real treasure before the competition closes.
Carrie and Omar walked back across the classroom. They were about to go out when they heard someone behind them. It was Matt Thorne. He was always saying mean things. Now he was laughing at Carrie. 3. Cereal Laughter.
The next day, all the class knew about Carrie's cereal packet coin. Matt Thorne had told everyone.
Carrie wanted to enter a cornflake coin in the treasure competition.
Matt smirked. Everyone laughed, but Matt laughed the loudest.
That's enough, Matt,
said Mr. Hart.
Don't let Matt bother you, whispered Omar.
But Carrie had gone red in the face. She was angry with Matt and cross with herself. How could she have been so stupid to think that the coin was real treasure? Over the next few days, everyone talked nonstop about the treasure competition. Lots of children brought in things they'd found at home or in their gardens.
Kara brought in some yellowy old photos. Ben dug up an old glass bottle and Jess brought in an old children's book with a green cover. Then Matt Thorne showed everyone a white and blue china teacup. He'd taken it out of his grand's cupboard. Mr. Hart looked at the teacup very carefully.
"This is very old, Matt," he said. "I think it's got a good chance of winning the competition."
Matt chuckled proudly. Carrie glared at him. There was no way she was going to let him win. At the end of the day, she hurried out of school.
"What are you doing?"
asked Omar, trying to keep up with her. "We have to find something older than Matt's teacup," Carrie said. Back home, Carrie asked her mom to take them to the park. Carrie and Omar looked under benches, in bushes, and next to the fence. They found half a pencil and an old football. Then Carrie asked her mom if they could go down by the canal. "What are you two up to?" asked Carrie's mom. "Nothing," said Carrie. By the canal, they looked under the bridge and along the path. They found a broken doll and 6 empty sweet packets. Half an hour later, they were both tired and fed up. "Let's go home," said Omar. Carrie nodded glumly.
"Let's forget about this stupid competition," she said.
4. Barker digs for gold. At the weekend, Carrie and Omar were in the park having a picnic with Carrie's mom and dad. Carrie was still in a bad mood.
"What's up with you?" asked her mom. Carrie shrugged her shoulders.
"I'm taking Barker for a walk before he digs any more holes," her dad said. "Why don't you two come with me?"
"Don't feel like it," said Carrie.
"Come on," said Dad. "We can go up the big hill where they are building that new cafe."
Carrie groaned. She stood up and took Barker's lead. 10 minutes later, they were at the top of the hill. There was a huge muddy hole in the ground where the cafe was going to be built. Dad went to look at the yellow digger parked under some trees. Barker suddenly started howling and pulling away from Carrie. She dropped his lead. In a second, he had raced down into the hole and started digging.
"Maybe he's found some real treasure," Carrie shouted.
"I bet it's just an old bone," said Omar. "He's always digging up something."
Barker scrabbled about and dug up some bits of wood. Then he trotted over to Carrie. There was something in his mouth. The look of excitement vanished from Carrie's face.
"Just our luck," she grumbled. "It's another of those stupid cornflake coins."
"Let's keep it anyway," said Omar.
"You can if you want to," shrugged Carrie, handing him the coin. "But I've had enough of cornflake coins."
Just then, Carrie's dad called them over. It was time to go. Omar slipped the coin into his pocket. Carrie grabbed Barker's lead and they all went back down the hill.
5. And the winner is...
On Friday, Mr. Hart packed up all of the treasure that the class had found. He put it into a big cardboard box.
"The competition closes today," he said. "I will drop this off at the newspaper after school. Does anyone have anything else?"
Everyone shook their heads. Then Omar felt a coin in his back pocket. It was the one Barker had found.
Carrie's dog found this,
he said, passing the coin to Mr. Hart.
It's another cornflake coin,
called Matt Thorne. Everyone laughed.
Why did you have to bring that out?
Hissed Carrie crossly. A few days later, the whole school was packed into the hall. A tall woman stood up. My name is Claire Fenton, she said. I'm the editor of the local newspaper. I'm very glad to tell you that someone from this school has won our buried treasure competition. There was a ripple of excitement in the hall. Everyone looked at Matt Thorne. They'd all heard about his teacup. Matt was grinning from ear to ear. He was getting ready to collect his prize.
The winner is, said the editor, Carrie Robinson. Carrie has found a real Roman coin.
There were gasps of surprise and then everyone began clapping. Carrie stood up in shock. She grabbed Omar's elbow. You're coming with me, she said. The only person not clapping was Matt Thorne.
Well done,
beamed the editor. You will be on the front page of our newspaper this week. The editor handed Carrie the tickets for Space Fun Park and smiled. Mr. Hart said your dog Barker found the coin.
Barker found it, replied Carrie. But Omar helped too. He stopped me throwing it away.
I thought it was a cornflake coin.
Well, it's a good thing that Barker knew what it was, laughed the editor. I think he and Omar should be on the front page too, don't you?
On the way back to class, everyone wanted to talk to Carrie and Omar. Matt Thorne walked behind, his face looking like a thundercloud. Mr. Hart smiled at Carrie.
Barker dug up the real thing, didn't he?
Yes, Carrie nodded. It's a good thing he knows the difference between a treasure coin and a cornflake coin. She looked at Omar and they both grinned.
About the author. As a child, I once found a shiny gold coin inside a cereal packet. I was incredibly excited because I thought it was a real Roman coin. When I discovered it was a copy, I was so disappointed. I soon got over it, though, and in the end, I collected every coin in the series. I live in North London, and as well as writing children's book, I strum my guitar, play with my two young sons, and dream of playing for Arsenal one day.